ever feel like your emotions are running a roller coaster without you at the controls? You know that feeling when your anxiety spikes on a group chat, or your happiness evaporates faster than an iced latte in the August sun? Yeah, I'm talking to you. I'm Riley Hart, and this is Self-Care RX because let's face it, sometimes scrolling through TikTok just isn't cutting it anymore. We're diving deep into the world of your emotions today, Gen Z style. Because honestly, understanding your feels is way cooler than pretending they don't exist. Think of it like this. If you're running on autopilot, eventually, you're gonna crash and burn. But with a little emotional intelligence, you can actually harness those feelings to become the ultimate CEO of your own life, no more being ruled by drama llamas. So, let's break it down. 5 key takeaways that are gonna blow your mind, or at least make your head spin less when you're feeling overwhelmed. Number 1. Emotions aren't the enemy. Seriously, folks. They're like signals, dude. Your body's way of saying, hey, something's up. Ignoring them? That's like ignoring a notification from your crush. It's just gonna keep popping up and stressing you out. Instead of running for the hills, try to figure out what message they're sending. Are you feeling stressed about an upcoming exam? Or maybe that last episode of Insert Popular Show left you emotionally wrecked? Identifying the root cause is like cracking the code to emotional mastery. Number 2. Don't get stuck in doomscrolling your feelings. We all know the drill. Scrolling through endless negativity online, comparing yourself to others, and feeling like a complete mess. But here's the truth bomb. Social media isn't real life. And those curated feeds are just highlights reels, not the full picture. Limit your time on platforms that make you feel worse and focus on engaging with content that actually lifts you up. You know, stuff that makes you feel inspired, empowered, or just plain happy. Thirdly, practice mindfulness like a boss. This isn't about meditating for hours in a yoga studio unless that's your thing. It's about being present in the moment, noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment, and accepting them as they are. You can do this while you're waiting for the bus, studying for an exam, or even just chilling on your couch scrolling through TikTok. Focus on your breath, feel the sensations in your body, and let those thoughts come and go like clouds passing by. Number 4. Talk it out, bestie. Bottling up your emotions is a recipe for disaster. Find someone you trust, a friend, family member, therapist, or even a chatbot if that's your vibe, and just vent it all out. Talking about what's bothering you can help you process those feelings, gain clarity, and feel less alone. Remember, sharing your burdens doesn't make you weak, it makes you human. And finally, number 5. Celebrate the small wins. You know, those moments when you actually managed to get out of bed on time, completed a challenging task, or just didn't succumb to the urge to binge-watch that entire Netflix series in one sitting. Acknowledge your accomplishments, big and small, because every victory counts. Positive reinforcement is like fuel for your emotional engine, keeps things running smoothly. Okay, imagine this. You're at a party, feeling pretty overwhelmed by all the noise and chaos. Your anxiety starts to spike, you feel that familiar knot in your stomach, and suddenly you just want to disappear into a corner and binge-watch some comfort TV. But hold up. You remember what we just talked about. You take a deep breath. Focus on your senses, the smell of pizza in the air, the music playing softly in the background, the warmth of the lights, and remind yourself that it's okay to feel overwhelmed. Instead of panicking, you reach out to a friend, grab a drink, and try to focus on having a good time. You remember that your feelings are valid, but they don't have to control you. So, there you have it, 5 actionable tips to level up your emotional game. Remember, feeling your feels is normal, but letting them rule your life, that's a major no-go. You're capable of navigating the emotional roller coaster with grace and style. So own your feelings, be kind to yourself, and keep crushing it. Don't forget to hit the follow button, rate this episode like your life depends on it, because it kinda does, and share it with all your friends who are ready to ditch the drama llama for good. Let's make emotional intelligence the new cool, Gen Z style.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.